Welcome to the pod.
We are going to do that for the next 45 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Hell of a weekend in Mania, Philly. We got back at around 4 or 5 a.m. last night. So yeah. we are running close to E. We also...
Best pods that way.
Just always. That's what they say. Quick house cleaning. Nick Maraldo, new father.
Yep.
Yes. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you, Nick.
There he is.
He's usually sitting right here.
He is, but he's probably sitting with his... beautiful, healthy baby.
Baby boy. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, healthy
sweet,
wife.
Sweet baby boy.
They are all doing well. So get that away. Aside from that, we have full barn.
Yeah.
I'm here. Ty is here. Tone is here. Mitt. Z. Bruce. Gumsh.
All the boys.
All the boys are here. Gentlemen, Philadelphia, we all went.
It was
an incredible journey. I don't think we got to go around and do our favorite.
No,
favorite
I would like
weekend.
To hear your guys, thoughts about the sights.
The sights, yes. Yeah. So I missed out on the Saturday sightseeing you guys went because I went and got hammered with my uncle.
Tony and I, that was certainly part of the plan initially. Tony and I both. Stayed in our hotel rooms till about 3:30.
Okay.
I mean, fathers who, never.
Father
ever
of mine.
Get to just be by
tell
themselves.
Where have you been?
Been to that Saturday, but I know Zeke and the boys went to the Rocky Stairs.
It was awesome.
And it's that Rocky statue. Yep.
Gentlemen.
Yeah. I did Philadelphia. I've never been before.
Yeah.
And I do. If I do go somewhere, I like to check out the scene.
I do too. I completely agree. How was the Rocky statue, gentlemen?
Oh my god!
I mean,
that's so awesome.
It was cool, but
however, first of all,
we ran up the stairs and Gumpy goes, "Where is it?"
I thought the statue would be at the top of the stairs
to the side.
This was an entire.
Did we know?
Scene,
did everybody know that?
I would have figured it was top of the stairs.
Right?
Well.
Like, I ran up the top of the stairs.
Gump
was
like, so mad. Dude.
Where's fucking Balboa?
He was like, why would they do
like,
that?
They're like, he's down at the bottom. I was like, what? Balboa literally runs up the stairs.
How quickly did you run up the stairs?
I mean, fucking 1.5.
Floated.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I should have got the video of me running up the stairs. I was hauling ass up the stairs. I was also so excited. Because I did have my WrestleMania moment at the fucking Rocky statue.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Just wait, boys. I was absolutely, and this is the first time I can really say this, I was absolutely right about something.
Okay.
So awesome.
What were you right about?
What was that?
Oh, yeah. No, we got it. So we're going to the Rocky statue. We're going to get brunch before. We're getting in the car. We're getting out of the car, really. And I'm just like, okay, so, like, what fucking statue is at the Rocky, like, steps. I knew we were going to the Rocky steps. I was dumbfounded by the fact that I was then told, no, it's a statue of fucking Rocky. So that kind of threw me off. Everybody did make fun of me.
Rightfully so.
That's okay, though.
Yes. And what I was saying to Foxy, actually, was, so, like, what? Is it, like, the George Washington Monument? Is it something else? Like, mm-hmm. what are we actually, like, going to fucking see there? Mm-hmm. Because there's no way it's just a statue of a fictional character that actually lost the first movie. So,
he doesn't get the statue after the first movie, but that's okay.
I mean, well, then what the fuck did he do?
Did you think that was the Rock?
Let's go!
Yeah. No, this is the Washington Monument in wherever we were, Philadelphia. I was absolutely right. So, I did take my victory lap.
There's no way it's called the Washington Monument, right?
Look it up, dude.
It's a statue of George Washington.
It might be the George Washington.
Might be the George Washington Monument.
Thing behind statue. Well,
fucking Washington, brother.
Because
the Washington Monument is in D.C., brother.
I mean, I was... Okay, come on.
For Mitt's standards of explaining in... knowing things, this is his moment.
I'd allow it.
Yeah,
I'd allow it.
This is his WrestleMania moment. So, Mitt, congratulations.
This
on
is
being
the
right.
Washington Monument Fountain.
So
he's right. Well, I'll allow it.
Yes!
I'll allow it. There it is.
And let him go. Wow.
Out of the way!
Look out, buddy!
Look at that guy.
He's gassed. Look at how gassed Mitt is. Holy fuck. Flailing in the wind.
He's got those 10-pound Tims on his feet.
Yeah, like four mimosas at breakfast.
Yeah, do it, man. Yeah!
Hell yeah.
Zed, I thought you ran upstairs.
Yeah, I didn't film it, though.
That's because you put in that work like Rocky.
I did put in the work like Rocky.
Well, and that's not what it's about, Zeke. You're not just thinking like, oh, hey, I want everyone to see. You're doing it because you share a special connection with those steps.
I will
steps.
Be honest. So I went up and down four times.
Yep.
The first time, I walked it just to see what's all about.
Yeah.
Lay of the land.
Yeah, and then I was like, it's not that bad. And then I ran three more times.
Yeah, they are pretty sweet.
Yeah, you did that.
That's the one thing I didn't see. We went to Liberty Bell on Sunday.
Yeah.
So fucking cool through the window. Yeah. So fucking cool.
The museum is actually cool inside, but who's waiting online on a day like Sunday, you know?
I've also seen all the Philly stuff, so it's just kind of one of those things like, oh, it's good to be back. And I didn't have to go see the crack, even though we did want to pretty bad.
Sure, and I was considering going with you. I mean, you said it, you know, on when we went to, well, I can't remember what restaurant we went to. We were downtown
Philly. You found something mechanic?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mechanic's watering hole. It was pretty good.
Fantastic.
It was good.
Pretty damn good. When we were leaving, I'll tell you what, heartburn just fucking took a grip on me. All weekend. It did. We, what was it? First night
Friday
we got
night,
there.
Yeah, is why.
Friday night, we had a kind of little team dinner in the hotel. Had a nice little room back there. And then...
Feeling good.
And my plan, because Tony and I talked about it, I was like, I'm fucking exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to bed at 9 o'clock. I'll be asleep by 10 o'clock. This will be perfect, you know, because tomorrow we have two very long days/nights ahead of us.
For sure.
We went to the casino.
Yeah, we did.
You're going to do.
Mm-hmm. We partook in some activity.
Yeah,
before.
Because the casino was, and it was close. It wasn't like a
10-minute ride.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we go to the casino.
Win
at the casino.
Yeah, we win.
Exactly.
Spanish 21, my new game.
Yeah, which was awesome. And then we get back about, 1 a.m.
Sure.
Or so. Nothing open. So... Bill has his WrestleMania moment.
Yes, he does. Truly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bill did.
He ordered a grip of Papa John's.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of Papa John's. We're talking za.
What?
We're talking breadsticks.
Piping hot
breadsticks. Hot. Exactly. So that gets to the hotel about 1:30, and we just fucking rip it to shreds.
It's gross.
I
feel bad for the people sitting around.
Oh, yeah. God damn. And holy shit, when I woke up on...
Saturday
morning. I mean, the heartburn. And then it stayed with me the rest of the weekend.
Yeah. That'll happen. Papa will do that, too.
It killed me, dude. It killed me.
It was tough. It was tough. Delicious going down.
Yeah, so good.
Delectable. We were so hungry. I mean, we had a hell of a dinner, but after a casino trip where everyone wins, the dogs are hungry.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
And unfortunately, we did have to do that to some Papa John's. But still, great trip.
Yeah, great trip. Great trip.
It was awesome. The bell.
The bell.
Boom.
Yeah, exactly. I mean... Take
Constitution Shop.
Couldn't
hit
even.
That.
Constitution Shop was sweet.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. You got.
I got a hat that says "We the People"
and the Declaration.
I got the Constitution.
Tito got the full size Constitution.
Yep, which he actually brought to Mania on Sunday night, and I believe got on the.
He actually redid the scene from National Treasure where he put the actual Constitution into the fake one. And
so he actually has that at his house right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Declaration of Independence.
Actually,
bad news.
Actually, yeah.
What?
A bunch of pop got spilled on it.
Fanatics guys.
No!
Fanatics guys got it.
No.
I forgot about that when we were talking about that. The show.
Yeah. Oh,
lost
no.
Constitution.
God
yeah.
damn it. I just remembered that.
They were walking by and
how big was
drink
this
got
Fanatics
kicked over.
Crew?
And,
dude, you
well,
have no idea.
I mean, I was questioning why Zito would bring the Declaration of Independence to Mania.
When in Philadelphia,
why
brother.
It was for Roman Reigns. He wanted to read the Declaration of Roman Reigns.
It's easy to say, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. And plus,
but it's a
I
lot
was reading all the bloodline rules.
Answer,
on it.
Why would you?
Yeah, funny thing about the Declaration of Independence is that on the back, sure, there's a treasure map, but also an invisible ink bloodline rules is explained
just in case.
On the back. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's kind of how the Declaration.
Well, you brought it. You didn't do anything with it.
I got on.
Did you?
It was on TV.
Okay,
I saw showed me some guy.
The guy from the Chargers reached out to me. Was like, "What was
what
that?
What the fuck is that? You're holding up?
Steal the Declaration, Z? That's incredible.
It's pretty sweet.
No, it was great though. It was a good trip. And, now we're back at it, baby.
Yeah, we are back at it. Doing the pod.
Doing the freaking
pod. Again.
Living the dream.
Doing the pod.
We're on a mission.
How is Shogun going? by the way.
I'm like five episodes behind.
Oh, tonight?
So fucking far behind.
I believe we're about to get the fireworks.
The battles.
The penultimate, kind
of. Yeah. The battles of everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we're at a breaking point where a decision has been made and action must be taken.
Okay.
That's what you did on Saturday, correct? Is you watched like five episodes of Shogun.
Yeah, I watched four episodes of Shogun.
Oh, so you got caught up.
Pretty much got caught up.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a nice little fucking understandable.
I am in season five of Better Call Saul, so he is
just powering through this, brother.
Powering through it. It's not even freaking funny, man. Now that I'm back on 2K, I'm playing 2K again. Jim Jumper update. Won back-to-back titles.
Which team?
Celtics. I'm going to win four straight with the Celtics.
What is your position?
Shooting guard.
Height?
Okay.
6'6".
Okay.
Obviously.
200. I'm a sniper.
Yeah, got to be able to get shots up.
I set the all-time single season scoring record. I dunk.
Yeah, I can dunk.
I'll throw a couple down.
I don't do much. I'm a big runner guy, so if I'm going to the cup, I'm fucking floating that thing as high as possible. But, yep, Jim Jumper, back-to-back MVPs, back-to-back finals MVPs, back-to-back championships.
Pretty good.
So we got two more seasons in Boston. We'll come to Indy and bring a title to the Pacers.
Okay.
Real quick, too. To tonight's episode got a 9.2 out of 10.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Mama.
Is that Shugan?
That's for sure.
Is the name of it out?
Yeah, I don't want to say it, though.
Is it? Does it start with a C?
No. The Abyss of Life.
Ooh. Mm. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. That doesn't give away anything.
Okay, not at all.
Doesn't give a ton of hope, either. I was really hoping it started with a C.
There's been a lot. Did give away, you guys, there's been a lot of upset grunts recently in the episode.
Okay, ooh. I like that.
Right up. Ooh.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, I need to get into the show. Disney Plus just hasn't like updated yet. Like, know how we got the report?
I feel like I saw it on mine. Yeah.
So I haven't seen it, but I haven't checked since like the first report that it was.
Okay.
Merging.
Okay.
The color changed on the logo.
Okay.
It's like the bluish green.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like
the Disney blue and the Hulu green go very well together.
It's great color.
Is it basically like ESPN Bet?
No.
There's a little bit of aquamarine in it, but it's not quite.
It's not the same.
It's a little darker.
Okay.
What
do you want to talk about?
I was going to say, once I tried Factor Meals.
Ooh!
Hey-o.
Factor Meals. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just
two
minutes. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring, like
eating
and
being outside
and
picking up dog poop
and
mowing the lawn
and
shooting buckets.
Hell yeah, we love buckets and we love Factor meals. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Hell yeah,
that
brother.
Good. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That is cool. They are environmentally conscious.
That's awesome.
You don't see that very often.
No, you do not.
Ever, really. Head to factormeals.com/thepod50 and use code thepod50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code THEPOD50 at factormeals.com/THEPOD50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hell yeah.
God, we love Factor.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
Mitt, what Factor meal did you cook up today? I saw you over there chefing.
Today I did have the chicken taco bowl. It is my favorite. Tonight I'm probably going to have the spaghetti bowl. Steak and truffle.
Ooh, steak and truffle.
Is that one of the upgraded meals?
That is one of the premier options.
They're so good.
But you hear that guy? That guy's having two meals today.
Two Factor meals.
Two minutes for two.
That's two, George.
That's how much we love Factor.
Yeah.
That is two, George.
I hope shout out George
with
Kittle.
Earth Day, they don't like put dirt in the spaghetti bolognese.
Is Earth Day coming up?
Is Arbor Day back?
I think bolognese is back on the menu, yeah.
Earth Day or Arbor Day?
By popular demand, it was
out. Let me just check. I thought Earth Day was the last Monday. No, it is the second to last Monday. It is in Exactly.
Arbor Day is coming up.
Okay, yeah.
Arbor Day is coming up.
Arbor Day.
End of the month.
We,
yeah,
we kick off 26. Draft week with Earth Day.
Yes, we do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So Earth Day and Arbor Day in the same week.
What? When's Arbor Day?
The 26th.
What? Arbor Day?
What the fuck is Arbor Day?
Arbor Day?
Did you say what is Arbor Day?
I said a combination of what and when is Earth Day.
Earth Day is apparently
Day.
The beginning of the Arbor Day.
Herber,
do you
Gerber
know what
Day.
Arbor Day is?
Sure.
Oh, tree. Yeah.
Trees. Trees.
Yeah, of course.
You celebrate fucking trees.
That arbor is tree in Spanish, right?
No, I don't believe.
You're supposed to plant trees.
There's a bowl.
What's the difference?
How do you say tree in Spanish? I thought it was arbor.
Como se dice tree
bowl.
In Spanish?
You're close there.
I thought it was like A, B.
It's arbol.
Yeah. Arbol.
Boom, I knew I was right there.
So that might be
it.
The root of
it could
arbor.
Be. It's probably the root word.
Could be.
Probably
could be the root.
Probably
yeah,
is.
Spanish
trees.
Spanish village had the first Arbor go. Day.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
I mean.
So wait, Spanish or?
Spanish, yeah.
Okay. Like the conquistador?
I fucking knew it.
Yes. Like in Spain.
That was my yeah. mania moment.
Right that was there. Your mania moment.
It was knowing that our bull came from our
yeah.
Arbol.
Yeah. It you connected the dots.
I thought it was let's just go. Making Wally laugh the whole time.
Yeah, Wally popped a lot.
Yeah, I got Wally good. We had
Wally
him
had
a in
a time.
Spot. Yeah. Yeah. We knew we had him, though. You know, it's one of those times where it's like, okay, I could say poop.
Yeah.
And this guy's going to lose.
And I got
it.
This guy.
Yeah.
We also got two chances.
And we got Ada Johnson, The Rock's mom. We
yeah.
got her.
Yeah.
We had her
yeah.
cackling.
Yeah.
Sweet, 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 sweet lady.
Sweet lady. Shout yeah. out Mania. Let's get into the pod. I know it isn't as stacked as normal, like we said, at about 5 a.m. last night. The diseases and casualties this year, honestly, it was kind of 6 a.m. Because yeah. by the time we all really got home.
And with the solar eclipse.
With yeah. the eclipse, too. God.
Well, and if you guys we landed and then had to do.
Whoa.
Yeah, we did that for about, what, an hour 15 yeah. when we landed.
So
was did everyone just get the day off yesterday because of the eclipse? I was very
yes.
confused.
Yeah, yeah actually, yeah. for shoot, yes.
Yes.
Bunch yeah, that, of people was a, did. That was a real thing?
Yeah. yeah. Basically, yeah. all the businesses around here closed.
I was
and
very
took
confused.
Off because
I was like,
everyone was coming in
on?
And the traffic was going to be insane. All the schools were closed. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was
all
everything.
The schools did were closed here?
Yeah. yeah.
Wow. I thought it would be like a work till two, you know, and then.
No,
fuck off.
I think AJ's kids had half days. Like, yeah,
yeah.
It was wow. a liability, brother.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a liability. It was a, I believe they had a state of emergency before they.
Yep, a lot
started.
Of people on the road.
Yeah, yeah. A few too many.
The tweet say. Here was,
Big Sir Bill.
Basically, all of the deaths in England in 1632. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we might as well go through some of them.
Yeah.
Aged, of course, that makes sense. Bit with a mad dog. That kind of jumps out.
What about the one person that was scared to death? I assume that's affrighted.
Oh, scared?
Affrighted?
Yeah.
Right before? Yeah.
Could be.
Oh. Yeah.
What about the one guy who just got a really bad canker sore in his mouth and was like, "Fuck this! I'd rather die." Than- yeah.
And like, all right, we'll kill him.
The one guy that got bit by a dog.
Yeah. That, I mean,
that's tough. That,
not great.
That is. I feel bad for the all three that were bleeding.
yeah.
That would really yeah. suck. They must have been bleeding so much.
That 10 people got cancer. And were bitten
wolf.
By a wolf.
Yep.
Yeah. Drowned. I mean, executed and pressed to death. Do they press people into mush?
That's, I believe, the king of buffets. They had him sit on.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
His great great his great great grandfather.
What did Como se dice falling sickness? Just addicted to
like
falling.
Vertigo. Yeah, and then they fall off a cliff.
They're
yeah.
like hanging out on roofs.
Yep.
And they just fall.
Some people just got cut by a stone.
Ooh, seizures.
What's that?
The falling sickness.
Is seizures?
That's
seizures.
What seizures are. Okay. I was going to say, I'm looking for seizures.
What about cut of the stone?
Oh, cut
how
of
about
the
dropsy
stone.
And swelling?
Wait, dude, sciatica. Is that sciatica
yeah.
on there?
Yeah.
How do you die from sciatica?
You're just so much back pain.
Yeah. Fuck it. Just yeah. fucking do it. I don't care.
See, you better watch out.
Up close.
Fucking four people died of gout. Dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Vomiting? Someone died from vomiting? That's my nightmare. That's it. I just found it. That's my worst death.
How about the 46 people who were killed by several accidents?
How many yeah. people are vomiting?
I don't know. That's what I mean. Vomiting? Like, you just throw up so much.
You think, like, the guys got hit by a car and then fell down a well, and then in the well was an alligator, and that was caused, that was several accidents?
Yeah. Or you could be. Just got passed out drunk and threw up and choked.
Well, no, yeah, that's vomiting. I was talking about killed by several accidents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
46 people.
What is rising of the lights?
What the fuck?
98 people died from rising of the lights.
Old
people.
That's fucking take, brother.
Yeah, you might be right.
When the lights came on for Tate.
An illness or obstructive condition of the larynx, trachea, or lungs.
Oh, makes sense.
So it's kind of like being a lunger in the Wild West.
Is planet, that's just like the Earth got you?
Yeah, what is
the weight of the world on your shoulders?
I love the 38 kings evil. Like, yeah, the king had a bad day.
Yeah.
He really wanted to kill someone. He woke up evil that day.
That 62 suddenly just died. We're going to chalk that up to we don't fucking know what happened.
Just found him. Just found him with no blood or bullet holes. They just died.
His sore mouth from sucking too much ding dong?
There's a chance.
Okay.
There's a chance. That was a big one in the Birmingham area.
Unfortunately, she had a case of the sore mouth.
Classic England, 470 people died of teeth. Yeah. Which is just, not brushing them.
It could be.
How about overlaid?
Yeah, too much sex. Is that what that is?
And starved at nurse?
Yeah, that's overlaid. They were having too much sex, and they were sucking at the nipple, and they were starved.
Fucking piles killed one person. Just a pile of shit fell on somebody.
Fucking lunatic?
I assumed it had gone mad, baby.
To be honest with you, I thought plague would be way higher.
Yeah, too. Well, it wasn't a very big plague year that year.
That's why King's Evil was up to 38 that year.
Coming out of it.
Fucking jaundice was wiping some people out, boys.
Oh, yeah, scurvy was still getting people. Wow.
Oh, there was also six people who just died in the street and then starved.
Yep, that's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Murthered? Is that murdered or is it
murthered?
What do you think the worst one on here is?
The worst one? Vomiting.
Yeah. Okay.
That's me, though.
Suddenly, maybe?
That's pretty chill.
I don't love cancer and wolf.
Yeah, I also don't love burnt and scalded.
No.
That's probably.
Yeah, that would stink.
I've had a lot of teeth pain. Dying from fucking teeth pain would hurt.
We don't know if it's teeth pain. It doesn't say teeth pain.
Yeah.
But as
might be teeth pain.
We saw teeth pain.
We did.
Yeah.
Guy loves music.
I mean, to be fair, like bruised issues, sores, and ulcers. That's probably number one.
That would stink.
Tough one. Yeah.
Swine pox doesn't sound great.
No.
Swine pox.
Neither does killed by several accidents.
No.
No. No.
It would just suck to live then. I'm just glad we lived now.
Oh, yeah. What happened to him? Oh, he fucking made away with himself.
What?
No. I assume that's suicide.
Yeah, I assume that.
Made away with themselves.
Got a terrible case of the purples.
So.
The purples.
I have the purples. I need to make away with myself.
Help! I have the purples again.
What was that, Bruce?
I'm reading that they called really bad cancer the wolf.
Oh, okay.
Because it would be all like you got bit by a wolf.
It's tough, yeah.
What's palsy?
Terrible.
Okay.
Maybe.
I wasn't sure
maybe.
That makes sense, yeah.
Cerebral assassin.
I'm also kind of surprised there's these many diseases they knew of.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I thought it was just like fever.
Well, there's a lot that's not, because that's why they just called it purples.
Yeah,
guy turned purple and died.
Yeah.
So
sore mouth, right? Yeah, he said his mouth hurt. Well,
and imagine if it was like, how'd he die? I don't know. Suddenly, and you just carried on.
Perfect. Let me write that down. Suddenly, for this jackass. Yeah, there's a bunch out here that suck.
Yeah.
Shout out to people who lived then in 1632, so
tough
we didn't
to
have to.
Yep,
yeah.
That's right.
Shout out.
Next. Here we go.
You know what this is?
Is this where you stepped in and all the cash is rolling around?
For Twisters this summer, starring
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
America's sweetheart.
America's male sweetheart.
Yes. Bingo, excuse me.
You step into this fucking tube, and it feels like you're in the middle of a Twister.
It just blows a bunch of wind from every direction at you.
I mean,
it's at the
I'm good. I don't want to be in a fucking Twister.
What are you talking about? Well, you don't have any of the debris or any of that.
Okay,
bullshit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so
there's
just
not
wind.
Fucking cows.
Can you breathe?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, maybe not.
Depends on if you're in the center or not, at the eye of the storm. I feel like you should go
in. Powell sticks his dinghy out. And you have to hold on to it to fucking save yourself.
You fucking wrap it around your arm.
Fucking latch on!
But no, you should do this before you go into the theater because you get a better experience first.
You do.
I agree. I will try it if I see it. I will say, I mean, I told the story. When I went to see Dune 2, they didn't have the popcorn bucket.
Yeah, what the fuck?
How was that possible?
So I'm not expecting
it. Did you not go to an AMC?
I did go to AMC. Guess what buckets they had? Kung Fu Panda 4.
Was it just
that's bullshit?
Was it just Panda's mouth or
no? What? It was like one of those fucking bowls. It's like a fucking big, like bowl,
big
chalice,
fucking bowl.
Like so fucking witches.
So you couldn't put your penis in it like the Dune 2 one.
I had a great, tweet planned. I had a video, the whole thing. And when I walk into this place, so fucking up there.
So you went, twice. Neither place had it.
Where's his bucket, brother? And this guy like. He was honestly, like, pissed at me. The other place I went to was the IMAX in Indy.
Yeah, not at AMC.
No, they have the bullshit popcorn bags.
So, I mean, I was so mad. Hey, brother, let me get one of those popcorn buckets, huh?
I bet
we just got the Kung Fu Panda.
I bet you the sex addicts that bought the Dune 2 bucket are kind of can't wait for the Twister bucket.
Yeah,
oh, the suction on that thing.
If oh, my anyone God. Has Easy a Bruce. Dune 2 bucket, I'd love to replace my diecast Avengers one over here.
Straight up trade?
Yeah.
One for one?
Yeah.
Mm.
But they, one rule, they.
Yeah, you might need to toss that thing in the washing machine before you.
Yeah. Yeah, probably the move.
Or maybe just hope you didn't fuck it once.
They did.
Like you hope or the person has to hope that they didn't?
Either way.
They didn't. They fucked it. Is the Dune video game thing in here?
No, what happened?
The Dune video game looks incredible.
It does.
Okay.
Like it looks like a GTA in the desert with worms.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
That is how it looks.
Do you ride the worms?
It sure it feels that way.
I still need to see. What, it's got to be
April
coming out
16th.
Thank you, brother. Can't wait.
Let's go.
Uh-huh. That's next week, gentlemen.
Yeah, if anybody thinks of anything that's on top of their head, say it because it's probably not.
Oh, also, Fallout starts 2 days. Fallout.
The movie?
What?
Yeah, the show. The series. Yeah, and nice. They're all available. The first
What's it
day.
On, brother?
Amazon Prime.
Ooh. Hey, and what have we said about Prime shows?
They've good. Been hitting.
Pretty good. And also, this is from the people who made Westworld. And, you know, Ooh. It's Christopher Nolan's
have
brother.
You, speaking of
Jonathan.
Speaking of Prime, have you seen the movie preview? I believe
Jonathan.
It's...
What?
I believe it's called Unhinged Killers. I believe it's a spinoff of Inglourious. Not a spinoff of Inglourious Basterds.
Ah, I thought that was a movie. I saw...
Yeah.
Yes, movie. I did see the trailer of that. It is based on...
What's his name is in it?
Fucking, Thad Castle.
Thad Castle, yeah.
Alan
Richardson.
Yeah.
I believe it's
Rich. Alan. Yeah.
That actually looks pretty good.
It does look good.
They're
it's
out
Guy
killing
Ritchie. It's Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're killing Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, those are the type of movies that you can make forever.
Yeah. Like
hey, who does everyone hate? Nazis.
Yeah. It's a war movie, but it looks like it's kind of a.
It's got like laughs.
Yeah, it's got like, laughs and yeah.
comedic
violence.
Gestures.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Inglourious.
It sounds a lot like Inglourious.
It felt a lot like Inglourious when I was watching the preview.
I've never seen Inglourious.
Oh,
Gumpy.
Gumpy, dude.
Brother.
I mean,
you would love it.
You would love it.
God.
Brother.
It's so sick.
How long?
Yeah, it's like two and a half hours.
But it really gets rolling.
Gump, you need to understand that anything worth watching movie-wise is probably going to be 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. I will not argue that.
You know what I'm saying? Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. Gumpy and I are flying to Boston.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Tag team it.
What do you
what?
Mean?
Do it, yeah.
What else are you going to watch,
bro? Legit, you can get hammered and watch Inglourious Basterds.
So I got to watch.
You can't live stream
sure there's a day ball game, brother.
No, you can't watch them on a plane.
On a plane, it'll be too hard.
You certainly can. No, most airlines have a live TV option, but...
They do.
But not this one.
I will watch Inglourious Basterds.
But yeah,
thank
I
you.
Will watch it.
Okay.
Not this one. You should watch it on the plane. I will watch it in solidarity with you if you do.
All right, I'll think about it.
Think
okay.
about it.
I
just think about it.
When are you guys flying?
Of course. Thursday.
What time?
12:20.
Prime Masters coverage time. That's
true.
First round.
Yeah, but that could be a weather delay because there's supposed to
be
a little weather on the
whole world.
There's
a little bit of weather.
Plus, also, it starts in the morning, so Gump can wake up and get his Masters fit.
Sure.
If he needs it.
Okay.
And if he doesn't, Inglourious Basterds.
Okay.
Gump.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. Sorry, go ahead. Finish.
No, I just said.
No, I appreciate that. I respect what you're saying.
I just realized I called Gump brother a few times, you know, which we have been doing for
five,
at least probably
six
Super Bowl before Super Bowl. Because
part 21.
Because of our final boss.
Because of our final boss, yes. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I've seen some people say it. It's not because of that guy on TikTok. Okay.
Yeah, I don't ever watch TikTok.
We are saying
I don't have TikTok.
Me neither.
We are saying brother because of the final boss.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So fuck you and fuck that. If also, you think, if you think otherwise.
Also, if you think this show or that kid started Brother.
Good question.
That too.
Like, how,
no, then, I don't think anybody
then
anybody
Brother, yeah. You got another no, thing coming.
Our final boss started.
Yeah.
But
like,
much mana, bro.
We've been saying Brother for...
I just got
legitimately.
Yeah. Gotta,
you know who also said brother?
Has anybody accused you of saying brother? Because
I just said I got a couple
sketch?
Tweets. I just got.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did?
Yeah.
Apparently, these people have never heard of the Hulkster.
Brother. Yeah, bingo.
Brother.
Muhammad Ali, you always put his arm around and you would whisper in my ear, "Oh, Kobe, you're the greatest of all time." Every time I saw him, he'd do that. I said, "No, you're the greatest of all."
Yeah. Amen.
That is just what you have just heard. No, that is not. That is not Hulk Hogan and Muhammad Ali having a conversation.
No.
That is Hulk Hogan impersonating what Muhammad Ali used to say to him every time he saw him.
Yeah, retell.
Hulk Hogan, you're the greatest of all time, brother. But no, 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 dude, you're the greatest of all time, dude.
And, neither of them lied.
No,
no, they did not.
Copy, we play that one more time.
Please.
Let's see.
Muhammad Ali, you always put his arm around me and you whisper in my ear, "Hulk Hogan, you're the greatest of all time." Every time I saw him, he'd do that. I said, "No, you're the greatest of all time."
Yeah. I mean, that's just what it's all about.
Boom. The two goats acknowledging each other, you know? Next!
The way he said his name.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Mohammed.
Yeah, well, Muhammad Ali. But that's the Hulkster.
That is Hulkster.
His ears look like O's. Come on.
Yeah.
Apparent United Airlines pilot fixes plane window right before takeoff.
Jesus. It's better not fixing it.
Yeah. Better not fixing it. Pilots can't be doing this shit.
As they're boarding?
Can we get someone? Can we get someone?
Hold on, I'll head back here. I'll pop it out.
Like... Come on.
This might be the same pilot who tried to get Ty's phone out of the fucking...
No,
guy.
No, that...
That was,
Yeah, I won't say it because there's a good chance, you know, you're going to be flying again, but...
No, yeah, that was a different guy.
Yeah, it was a different guy. That guy was not bald.
Shout out to that guy, forget.
Planes are having a bad couple months.
Truly. Bad PR right now out of planes. They should come out with another movie.
They should.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Well, they had the Jerry Butler one.
True.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
It was... Called Plane, I believe.
And it crashes.
What's Jerry Butler been up to? He's still doing it?
Yeah, mostly just bullshit like that. Where it's like he's the unassuming guy, but then all of a sudden it's like...
He's a kid. No,
it's actually Special Forces for 35 years.
That is right up his alley.
Yeah, exactly. All my files have been redacted.
What was the movie with 50 Cent where he was the...
Den of Thieves? Den of Cheese?
Yeah, Den of Thieves.
Now that is...
Den of Billy McComas Thieves.
Rumor has it they're making a sequel to Den of Thieves.
He did just make Kandahar, which I thought about watching. And then
Kandahar, yes.
Then didn't.
Did you hear Tulsa King season 2 is happening?
Excuse me, these shoes made in Italy.
Yeah.
I feel like we are due for
another. I don't remember. It was.
Oh, Stallone has been holding
his shoes. What did he say? Some guy's shoes were made in Oklahoma, his father?
Yeah. My shoes are made in Italy, like my father. All-time moment.
I love that show, dude.
Really?
With Tulsa King?
Yeah.
I did like it, yeah.
Better than Mayor of Kingstown.
That's coming back.
Oh, by the way, I was told the Apple TV show Sugar is very, very good.
Sugar?
Dana White said it's the best show.
Sugar.
I just saw Apple TV? I just saw a preview of that, and I think it did look
Hold on, are you sure it's Apple TV? Because they normally send me their shows beforehand and pay me to talk about them.
Unless it just came out.
Yeah, Dana White was like, "I don't watch TV. I hate everything on TV. This is the greatest show."
I thought he said Shogun.
What's it about?
Sugar.
Are you sure he said sugar? I thought he said
Apple
Shogun.
TV as well.
Is Shogun getting better or still just it is what it is?
Oh, yeah. Colin Farrell. Private investigator John Sugar examines the mysterious disappearance of Olivia Siegel, the granddaughter of a legendary Hollywood producer.
Okay.
Hey. Jim Cromwell's in it. I'm in.
Yeah. And
let me see Jim Cromwell.
So is fucking Holly Flax.
Holly Flax.
So
also Gone Baby Gone.
Jim Cromwell.
Jim Cromwell.
That's who Holly Flax will always be to me. I think that's what...
Skylar White is in it.
No.
Like, Walter White.
Miguel Sandoval?
Wife.
Yeah.
She better die.
What's Miguel Sandoval in?
Let me see. Miguel Sandoval.
You want to pull this pod this cast up here?
I know. Here. Why do I know that face?
He's a cop in something.
Yeah, he's been...
Bugs. In Batman?
I mean, I'll look it up. I'll look up
he might have been in fucking, don't what's it, it called? It's a Jason Bateman, Ozark.
Ozark.
Might have been in that. This guy.
This does look really good.
Bernardo Badillo.
Sharp object. Yeah.
This guy was actually driving us around yesterday.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, yeah. Badillo.
It was.
Do I hate Nate?
Oh, Kirby. I love that lady.
There's Cromwell.
Top right. I love that girl. Oh, James Cromwell from Succession.
Yes.
Oh, Nate Corddry, that little rat.
Yeah, why do I hate that guy?
Because he's Rob Corddry's brother.
He was the weirdo in a recent movie or show. Oh, he was in that show that you guys didn't watch that I did that I love where the girl's the baby gets taken right away.
Oh, on Apple TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it fucking.
Maybe it was.
What are we looking at? Who's this?
Maybe it was his brother.
Oh, Kadri.
Yeah.
He's a mask guy, though.
Yes, he is. Love that.
Episode of Suits. Or something.
Colin Farrell's going to own this entire year, show-wise.
Yeah.
They got
yeah, right?
That was our driver.
He looks just like our driver, yeah. This and the Penguin coming out this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Farrell's actually for the next, what, if this is eight episodes, for the next 18 weeks.
This man's
just
going to
be running shit.
Busy. Guy's busy.
God, I love him.
Man,
this does look pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it for sure. Good wreck, Zeke. Good wreck.
And a baby Zeke.
Next.
How many episodes?
Eight.
Ooh. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so Paul Walter Hauser, I believe he got kicked in the face with a bunch of tacks.
He had his Mania moment this weekend many times.
He did. Not at Mania, but he had his Mania
moment. So he wasn't at Mania?
Well, Tony, you were there both nights.
No. I know, but Bill had his Mania moment. It was at the hotel.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen DoorDash have no options at all.
Yeah.
Airports, man. They do not.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to switch to Uber.
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats is the only thing that worked. That's just classic airports.
Which is a Tic Tac.
I think Uber Eats
actually has deals with airports.
We were due for a PWH update. PWH dominated Mania weekend. I was upset I didn't see PWH.
Was this a Tic-Tac match?
I think it was a Tic-Tac match.
Yeah, what the hell?
It was a Tic-Tac match.
Yeah,
actually.
He was dumping tacks everywhere and basically just raising hell.
Just causing.
What's PWH been up to?
I'm sure he's got a couple things in the bag right
now.
Yeah,
he was America's hottest actor.
Wasn't he supposed to be Mr. Fantastic for Marvel?
I know he was one of the finalists for it. I can't remember if he ended up getting it.
No.
I'm pretty sure, because they were doing reshoots on the Hulk Hogan biopic. It was supposed to be Chris Hemsworth. I think PWH.
Slid him in. And then also, I believe, for Dune Messiah.
He's playing Paul Atreides.
They're taking Chalamet out.
Okay. Seriously?
Yeah, and they're putting in PW. PWH is going to be playing the Knob Baron of the new.
I know who that
is. That's a good idea.
That is actually a good idea. That he should be the Knob Baron. He should be like the other brother for the Arcanids.
Something to think about here, Dune producers. Okay, before we get Messiah,
you can see it. You Messiah's can see him started. Bald.
Yeah.
And you could see him with that
milky white skin.
Ghost white skin under that black sun.
You want him to be a My San My Dune.
I want him to be the new Knob Baron.
That's My San My Dune?
Yeah, that is the leader. That's who he should be.
Oh, wait, so one of those guys dies for sure then in the second one?
No. As the new guy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. My San My Dune.
Yeah, of course. Next,
God,
I mean,
God,
how the fuck have you not seen
it?
Come on, dude.
I know. I mean, I figured.
Yeah. 16th. 16th.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
While Tobey Maguire received a reported $17 million for a private Kirsten Dunst got $20 for Spider-Man 2 is the story here. Okay?
And Bring It On, she had just come off Bring It On.
She had.
And I was in Bring It On and had a track record, bitch. Yeah, I would be so pissed if I was Kirsten Dunst.
Like, would you?
I get it.
Did you happen to see the quote tweets for this one?
No, I didn't.
Boy, were they not good.
What'd they say?
They're like, bitch, you got kissed one time, okay?
This is a big role, though.
This was Spider-Man.
She's in all four.
Is she Spider-Woman? I did see that tweet.
She's like,
Mary Jane Watson, dickhead.
I mean,
she is Zendaya. She's Zendaya's character.
She's not. I mean, she is that character, but she's not.
Big Z. She ain't Big Z.
Okay, so she got paid what she was worth for the movie.
Whoa.
Good Lord.
She's not
good luck dying on that hill,
brother. I was
going
to say, that is an interesting hill to die on.
But of all the Mary Janes, she was the worst.
Oh, my gosh, Tony.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Here, brother.
You think she's better than Zendaya?
Of all the Mary Janes, she's definitely the worst.
Whoa.
Actually, no, Emma Stone.
You don't like Emma Stone?
Oh, she had a different name.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That doesn't count.
See, but you got to remember, too, that she should have got royalties from fucking Nickelback because that was, you know.
Yeah.
It was just her, you know, getting smooched upside down the whole time.
No, and I agree.
I am no high. Yeah, I can feel it. There
was a lot of rain in that scene.
She won an MTV award for MTV Best Kiss. Was that not enough?
Okay, that seals it.
Yeah.
She got what was due.
Yeah.
She if she won a popcorn,
brother.
Yes, bingo.
Yeah.
The directors
say not to wear a bra either.
Whoa.
See, I can see having a problem with that. If I was her.
Probably Z.
And I'm probably some of the money.
You're fucking nipping down in this whole fucking scene.
I wonder how much Toby got for Spider-Man 3.
$300 million.
Probably a lot.
Way more than if that's 17, he must have got 25.
Dude, that's when he was having like the poker thing, right?
Yeah, that was during Molly's game.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Molly's game. Like billions.
Molly's game is a great game.
I'm sorry. This fucking
it's the Papa.
You need some Papa John's.
It still has not gone away.
No.
That's the first time I've ever had Papa John's.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
For shoot.
Did you do the garlic butter?
The piping hot bread sticks.
Oh, yeah. The garlic sticks with the
piping
hot
lie.
Pizza sauce.
I was sucking down some vodka.
Yeah. Ice cold booze cocktails.
Yeah, when I was sitting at the roulette table.
Yeah.
I was pretty boozed up.
I had like 8 of those mini fucking vodka
crayons. I love those cups though, dude.
Yeah, you just burn through
those. Those were electric.
Yeah, hit me, bitch.
What's your thoughts when hotel rooms don't have like little snackies there?
I don't
mind the no snackies.
I don't think
I need a couple bottles of water next to the
table. Yeah, need a couple bottles of water.
I agree.
Yep.
The no water is tough.
I had a vending machine right across the way. I was guzzling down Diet Pepsi.
Mine didn't work on my floor, so I would go down a floor.
I was a pro. I just stopped at the front desk and got water every single night I got home.
Yeah, that was smart. When we were at the casino, I did say, like, seriously, to the guy. I was like, bitch, give me that fucking water right now. I see it. There's one more guy. And he would come over. But yeah, I need 2 more of these in about 5 minutes. Okay.
Go.
I left the casino with 18 bottles of water in my pocket.
I mean, genius. Great move.
I think I like Philly.
Saturday, wake Philly. Up, those shitty little glasses, and you have to do the sink water.
No, you can't do that.
Don't do that. The way your
mic is positioned, dude.
It's just unbelievable that you just continue to do this every week.
Hold on. Don't move. Don't move.
That is so ridiculous.
Don't move.
You just don't know how it works.
Don't move.
I mean,
don't move.
Really.
Just like,
what's going on now?
What was that?
Ooh, what is that?
What is that?
Someone's phone next to the...
Ty. It was Ty.
My phone's been sitting up here the whole time.
No, you put it right next to the box and it did it.
No, but seriously, man, you can't drink tap water, by the way.
Yeah, I actually did really.
Oh, my God!
It actually is!
What the fuck?
Yeah, but I mean, hotels figure it out. Philly isn't bad. I will say, any city that I would be in that long, I would hate. Next.
What's me?
Julia Garner has been cast as the female version
like
of Silver Surfer in Fantastic Four. This cast is great. They are making a push to come back, I will say.
Marvel. What's her famous, like, viral thing that everyone...
You're going to have to fucking kill me!
Yep, that's it. Very well done.
She's
a great actress, so she's going to fucking crush it.
And Bateman found her straight out of NYU. Love Julia Garner.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, good job.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Straight,
good cast.
Straight out of college, son. Next. Love you, Julia. Oh, yeah, we have...
Horse Z?
Yeah. What? Who said that to you?
Oh, they said a lot of this.
It's more like Horse Rock.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is a fucking...
I'm the final boss!
This is the final boss.
Jesus, dude.
What a
music?
I don't know, just...
It seems like somebody's banging on a pan.
Just... I mean, just an absolute specimen.
That's not real.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, no, I mean, it is real, but it's
so
unit.
This isn't a mini horse. This is just a horse with little mini legs. Horse.
Yeah, I can't tell either.
There's
what
nothing mini about tall. This.
I don't think it's... I think its dims look mini because of the fact that it is, like, the size of a bull.
Yeah, thing is...
I think it's half bull, half horse.
Awesome.
Also, is this a female or do they just slice its penis clean off?
Like, hey, we can't breed these things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like take over the world.
Too much.
Yeah.
If we get 100 of these things, they will take over a city in a heartbeat.
Is that a Clydesdale?
Well, for its size.
No.
That's what it might be. It might be like half Clydesdale, half
like racehorse.
Normal. Yeah.
When it comes around the corner, it's got a little bit of steam here.
Yes, dude. Sorry, what?
I'm just looking at horse breeds right now, trying to.
It's fucking.
I think I got it.
Look at the ash on that thing.
Look at the fucking ash on that.
Oh, look at the cakes. Pause it. Jeez, surprise! If you got kicked by this horse, you actually do die.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
Turns your head all the way around.
Yeah. Uh huh. Stops your heart.
Yeah.
It looks like that really good tasting bread.
Ardennes from Belgium.
It looks like what? Zeke?
What's it starts with?
We don't need to know what kind of horse it actually is.
History back to ancient Rome, brother.
No, Zeke said it looks like that tasty bread.
Starts with a B.
Brajan bread? No.
Brajada?
Brajan.
Brajute?
No.
Brajute?
Are you thinking about ciabatta?
Maybe, actually, yeah.
You ever had a Philly cheesesteak roll?
Oh, come on. Had about 5,000 this weekend.
I hit that that hotel restaurant like 20 times for those.
Yep. Each time. Only three. Only three again? Fuck.
Dude,
can I get seven, please?
Imagine a heavy cavalry bearing down on these fucking units.
Now we're talking. Good luck.
That's why they stopped breeding.
God bless.
No, they started, I'm sure, crossbreeding this thing with like Arabians so they're faster.
Yeah, nice leash, prick. Well, that's going to do anything.
Yeah.
Little doucher. It looks like Pittsburgh a little bit.
Look at the rolling hill.
Yeah. It does, actually.
Is that Pittsburgh?
Maybe. It could be.
We'll see. Next, we're going to dive into that horse, figure this out. We definitely can't run this.
Yeah, next. Yeah, probably better off just next. And
Yeah. Connor said, is this an update?
Yeah, we got an update from the LARPers. So I feel as though this is their practice grounds.
Okay.
So it's not their actual.
No, I think this is training. I think
winter.
This is like their same
winter season.
Same team, yeah. Winter season, perhaps a little indoor soccer league type vibe.
You're gonna want to watch the two in the middle. They have a interesting technique.
Yes, they do.
Are you talking about the guy with the bandana on, with the purple bandana,
and the guy next to him,
and the helmet next to him
on
with
the ground.
The
blue helmet.
The guy's in the forefront here.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, behind you.
Behind.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
And he got hit with an arrow in the back, and he's dead.
Hey, behind you!
Behind!
See, what stole the show for me was, if you could just pause it at the end. I mean, great tactics there. Look at that regalia. Look at that guy. Look at that guy's fucking
what
armor.
What is that?
That is Jack
Kitchen's backsplash.
That is from ancient Greece. Yeah. Someone he found that at the bottom.
His descendants.
Yeah, exactly. At the bottom of a pit in his basement. Like, Mom, what is this? That's your
great grandfather's battlefield gear.
Battle armor. And he's always known that there would come a day where a descendant would need it. And today is that day for your indoor
sword. Unsheath your styrofoam sword!
Now take a knee. I dub you worthy of this armor. Great, great Cedric of House Baratheon. Shout out this guy. I love this league. If anyone knows anybody in this league, please have them reach out to me. I want to be their best friend.
Look at the guy with the skeleton. What is is that a big marshmallow hanging from a skeleton? Hold on, right there. It's over the. See the blue helmet?
Oh, yeah, I do. That's probably just preventing a kill shot to the back of his neck.
Okay.
Not trying to get paralyzed.
Yeah.
But it is hanging from the hair.
Yeah. Well, he does. He can use it also as a weapon.
He might. I think that's probably what it is.
To the thing.
To his pony.
To his skeleton.
Oh, I was going to say his weapon.
Blue helmet.
No, that's attached to his
hair. Yeah, blue helmet is lethal with the knee pad spinning around there.
Oh, no. Yeah, blue helmet knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Let's just look at that. Bang. Spin move. Got Don't have legs. Doesn't matter. Spin move. Got your leg, bitch. And then he just gives up there. He's got to raise that. He's got to go into the film room.
Yeah.
And be like, they will keep that right high.
Yeah. They will.
Kind of like glove side for a hockey goal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Next.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Shirley.
Right. You know what they say.
What's that?
When the fight is done.
Sometimes all good things must come to an end.
You know what else they say?
What's that?
Ban-a-bay. Ban-a-bay. Ban-a-bay-bay-bay. Part is done.
Pod is done. Pod is done. Motherfucking pod is done. Pod is fucking done. Whoa.
See you next week.